Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
I have to start this off by complaining, so.
Okay.
I know that complaining is not allowed anymore because in this cancel culture, but Anchor really needs to just fix this app. It's like, I swear this app was created in like 2005.
Well, I don't know what to say because I know nothing.
Well, I would think that the people at Spotify knew a little bit of something, no?
Well, maybe not about podcasts.
Well, they should know how to make the app. Like, I just tried to start this and it wouldn't, it was like on mute. It like wasn't even ringing, like, because it'll ring whenever I'm dialing you.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this such a crappy app?
Maybe that's why they sold it, because it was crappy and they just took what they could get.
Maybe it was a good idea. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not that I'm complaining. About this amazing opportunity here.
Yeah, sorry for the cough.
Yeah, you're still sick.
I'm still, it's hanging on.
Huh. Well.
So.
It doesn't feel like it's been a whole week since the last podcast.
I know. Went by fast. But I'm looking at my notes for Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise, the first night seems like it was 2 weeks ago. I mean, like, the first night of this week, because I wrote Bachelor in Paradise first night, Bachelor in Paradise second night.
Well, should we talk about night one? Let's just go into it.
Yeah, let's just do Bachelor in Paradise. Everybody loves it.
Except for me.
Except for you.
I just hate that gold underwear person.
Oh, he's going to get good. Did you see this? Did you see all of it?
Yeah, I watched everything.
Over when you don't like it. Okay. Well, let's talk about night one because I have separated them.
Good job.
All
I have is that Mike came.
I have every guy that gave a girl a rose. And
bye, Annalise. None bye, of them. Jane.
Bibiana, Annalise, Jane. They sound like 75-year-old women. How appropriate.
Well, nobody wanted them. And they were all criers. That should be a lesson, ladies.
Whiny, crying.
You don't need to cry.
Desperate.
If it's an argument, okay. But if you're just, like, trying to get somebody to like you, probably don't cry.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like I have everybody paired up. The only ones that are actually a couple are Dylan, Hannah.
Yeah.
Is it Derek and Demi? Because I wrote Dylan. Yeah. I know there's not two Dylans. Okay, Derek and Demi. Clay gave his rose to Nicole.
Nicole.
She's a little hoe.
She said, "Ay, papi."
Muy caliente.
Yeah.
Rico suave. They match, though. The minute they walked off together, it's like those two are a match. That's who she's meant to be with. That's her people.
Well, and she kept saying how Clay was so weak, and then he came up and, like, was so weak.
Yeah. I mean, she's after a Latin lover who's like, "Hey, I want you."
I loved whenever she was talking to Katie about the date, and she was like, "Yeah, everything's like, hey, are you thirsty?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm thirsty." Like, everything is like
an innuendo.
Yeah, so suave.
Yes, Puerto Rico suave.
Yeah. Well, I think good news for Clay, though. Bachelor franchises likes to have little bitches as the bachelor. So if that's what he's looking for, he might be the next bachelor.
He might. And Mike, what happened to Mike?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what? he didn't get enough exposure on Hannah's season. And yeah. so everybody thought he was the guy that was just telling Luke off.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty manly to Luke.
Yeah. That
but then he gets Caitlin? Around a... Yeah. He gets around a girl and he's just so goofy.
Yeah. It was very weird.
Yeah, it was. And then here comes Mustache.
Ew. He's not appealing at all to me.
He's living in a van.
Yeah.
I mean, who thinks that that's a good catch?
Yeah.
Kaylin?
Not even living in hostels. That would be more appealing because people do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, well, I've got, we're jumping ahead, but I've got on the first night that Jordan arrives and he says he's the mayor of paradise.
Yeah. That. All of Monday was absolutely terrible because of him and his acting.
Yes.
Whether it's acting or if it's real, it's so fake that it's so terrible.
It's off-putting. Yeah. Well, how about this observation? Every guy that walks up, Chris Harrison comments, in my opinion, really strangely and inappropriate. Like, when the big muscle guy, Kevin, walked up, he's like, wow, look at you, Kevin, bulking up. Wow, but looks like you need a little suntan. You're a little pale. Like, what's up with that, Chris Harrison? Then Jordan walks up and he goes, wow, you smell good.
Huh.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And it was like, and so he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, I'm trying a little different shampoo or conditioner. I don't know what he said, but it's like, what a weird conversation between two dudes.
Well, he's probably trying to be funny, and that's not him. He's not funny. So,
yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So, that was night one. And, of course, Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, how exhausting. At least she turned him down. She turned down the date. I think she was trying to be a nice person.
Yeah.
To Dylan. But then she couldn't hang with it.
Well, she's just so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. That's what Dylan says every time they're together. You're just so cool.
Yeah, right.
Like, what does that mean?
The only cool girl, well, Demi's cool, but Demi's
awesome. Tayshia.
Tayshia. And she said, quote, I do not trust Hannah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, girl, you know what's going on. I have a couple of other questions. Like, what are they eating? Do they, like, all have a cafeteria and then sit down and eat? Or they have a food truck that comes with tacos? Or,
well, didn't you see whenever John Paul Jones was throwing up?
Yeah.
There was, like, a cafeteria.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yeah, it was on, like, the after. I mean, it was on the show, but, you know, like, after.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering, they never show them, like, I guess on The Bachelor they don't either. But in The Bachelor, at least they have a house.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have a kitchen. I don't know. All they have is alcohol drinks at the bar with Wells.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it would be fun to be in Bachelor in Paradise at all.
No. And poor Cam. What? Cam was so pathetic.
Not poor Cam.
Oh.
I know you did not say poor
Cam.
I
feel sorry for him. He is so delusional and an idiot. He has no game. He has nothing. And he doesn't see that.
That's why he's on the show. They needed somebody to make fun of.
They needed a loser.
Well, let's talk about night two if you got more notes.
Yeah, I got night two. Let's see. I do have one note. When Mike comes on, he pulls on Yaka aside like he's gonna be interested in her. Not.
No.
And she's all, oh Mike, I've loved you, Mike. And then he goes with Kaylin and she's all anyway.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Let's see, night two. How about the end of night one? The footprint on the beach with six toes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see the best part. Demi and somebody are walking on the beach, and she goes, oh, my God, look at that footprint. And there are six toes. And she's like, there is somebody on this island with six toes. We've got to find out who it is. So they go back and they're looking at everybody's toes. And Blake has on his shoes and he won't take his shoes off. And
God.
Yeah. And she's like,
this show is terrible.
I know it's Blake. I know it's Blake. He is a liar. He's a liar. And now he has six toes.
That Monday show, I was like, borderline probably never watching this show again. So I'm glad I didn't see that, because that might have pushed me over.
I thought it was funny.
No.
I mean,
Tuesday it got a little bit better. Yeah. Demi is talking about her bi-curious life, which is kind of interesting because she's the only person that has half a personality. And that poor Derek guy is just following her around like a little minion.
And he is 32 years old. I find that kind of, it's almost like disgusting to me that he would be chasing a 24-year-old, and she seems like a very young 24-year-old.
I don't know if I think it's disgusting, because I know a lot of guys my age and it seems like they're 21, so it seems normal.
I guess. So, I don't know. That seems like a lot. But
it did get a little bit better. But I still don't really think it's a good show, because everybody is a loser and a reject.
I think it's getting better. I like, here's what I want to know. Why is it okay for Demi to have a other person she's dating back at home, but it's not okay for anybody else?
Because how are they going to get the bi-curious storyline out if they don't do it like that?
I mean, she said, I am dating somebody back home. And it would be like, oh, no, you're here for the wrong reasons, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then when she tells Dylan, it's a woman.
Derek,
sorry. It's like he has a sigh of relief. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. And he even says, you know, we're different. It's not like, you know, we're competing on the same level, or it's like, he basically said everything except I have a penis. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, so, is that all?
I have a quote from Kevin, who doesn't talk.
Who?
Kevin, the one with the big muscles, who doesn't talk, who doesn't say anything, who I don't think has talked to one girl since he's there. But he does his cameo and says, why Blake? He isn't even that good looking.
Yeah. He actually said it with a lisp, though.
Yes, yes.
The Bachelor franchise has really opened my eyes to how many people have lisps.
They really do. Instagram has opened my eyes to how many people have lisp.
Is it just our ears?
No.
Do our ears
see
have
it? You can see the tongue do the
thing. Yeah. Is that a disability?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Okay, and I have another question. Are Kaylin and Hannah friends? Because they don't really talk to each other in Bachelor in Paradise, but they were the last two or three or four for Colton. Were they enemies at that time?
I don't think so.
Because I know Cassie was friends with Kaylin.
Yeah, and they're still friends on Instagram. I've never seen Hannah with any of them on Instagram.
Baby Hannah, not Alabama Hannah.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, little JonBenet Hannah.
Baby Shark Hannah. All right, moving on.
Yeah. Wait, let's see. Okay. I think I wrote something. Oh, yeah. How about the fight?
Oh, yeah. With underwear again. And
it had nothing to do with him. He just can't stand it.
Yeah. It was so stupid. If they are acting, they need to work on it. It is so terrible. It's so bad. I'm going to go pull down that pinata. Runs over, pulls down the pinata. And the guy's like, don't pull down my pinata.
Yeah.
And then they start boxing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought it was funny. And everybody else was like, oh, ooh, oh, look, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, terrible. I'm still watching because I still like it.
Well, you have more tolerance than me because it's terrible.
No, because sometimes it's terrible and I know it's terrible. This was not terrible.
Well, let's talk about the Southern Charm finale.
Yes.
So let me give the update.
Okay, you give it the previews.
Yeah, Patricia is having a gala at her house. Again, side note, I don't know why everything's at her.
It's not. It wasn't at her house.
It was at her house.
No, it was not. It was another place because she had, what's his name? Michael? Drive her there in the middle of the day so they could check out the preparations with the party planner.
Oh, I must have missed that part. Okay, well, they had it at another house with horrible open lack thereof floor plan for partying.
It's another, like, vintage, you know, historical building. Terrible that place. they use for parties and events. Yeah.
Yeah, so she has her Gilla Gala, and she has these acrobats upside down and a lady.
Cirque du Soleil.
And so all of them are coming. It's for basically no reason except for the show that I can conclude.
No, and she has one every year called the Stag Party.
Yeah, so no reason except for the show. And so everybody gets dressed up, and they bring their dates. And so the whole show is them getting prepared to go to the stag party and talking about their dates and getting ready and getting hair and getting makeup. And so surprise, Ashley comes to the party.
Yeah. Well, first they meet at the salon. Like,
yeah,
she meets Eliza, who is
not even her friend.
From the very first episode, how much has that chick changed?
Yeah.
Like, she was the one coming in, you know, all hellfire. And
they tried to.
Uh-huh. And then it didn't work. I don't know. So, yeah.
So they were like, bring in the veteran, Ashley. And so she has some bone to pick with Patricia for some reason. So she tells Elise that she's going to go to the party. And she knows she's not invited, but she's going to go to the party anyways. Because Patricia is the one that made her say all these mean things about Catherine.
Yes. Yeah. So, it was all, I should have never listened to her. She played me.
Yeah. She does have nice hair though.
Yeah. I think she's a pretty lady. She's a pretty girl, but
man. She looks kind of evil. I guess just because I know her. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, and then all the other girls are getting ready. They're going to go to the stag party. They're all talking about their dates. And so I took some notes. Catherine, of course, serving a look. She's always coming in hot.
Man, she missed it. She missed. The hound party, she looked fabulous. Last night, no.
Yeah, so she's wearing like a sheer dress with like panties underneath.
And a red fur vest or something. I don't know what that was.
And so she brings her boyfriend which I thought she was dating the mayor of some other city. I guess I missed something.
They broke up, and I had seen that they broke up and she was dating this country music guy on Watch What Happens Live. I don't think they covered that on the show. So I knew she was dating the country guy from.
She's actually dating the baby daddy on Juno, the second person I've seen in a week that looks like him. What's his name in real life?
I don't know.
Seth something?
Yes. That is, you know, so true.
If you guys have seen Juno, you just imagine him. Everybody's seen it. Yeah, so he's about 5'9", and she's, of course, like 6 feet tall with her stilettos on in her sheer dress, and he's like her little puppy, puppet.
Uh-huh. She's in love, though. She says she's in love.
Yeah. So he comes.
Yeah, what a nerd he is.
Yeah, I would never in a million years think she would be with him.
I mean, he doesn't like to be on TV, so maybe that's the problem, but I don't know.
I would think she would be with someone like Shep.
Well, or Whitney. She follows Whitney around like crazy.
True. True. So, yeah, he was weird. And then the whole, so then, of course, Naomi brings Matul.
Yeah, who the looks hot Indian really doctor. Good.
Yeah. And so Cameron has all these innuendos because she's in love with Matul. And, like, they keep catching it or they keep editing it so that it seems like she's, like, hitting on him the whole night and he's, like, receptive to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, that, like, Naomi says, hey, that's inappropriate. And he goes, only if it's unasked or, what did he say?
Yeah.
Only if it's not wanted or that. Just like,
Yeah, I have a feeling he's not going to want to be on the show next season. So, bravo, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
And so, that's it. That's all that brought, that's all for the girls. But then, so, Austin and Madison.
Chelsea's alone.
Yeah, because her boyfriend races sailboats.
Yeah.
So, Austin and Madison, she looks beautiful.
She looks fabulous. Jessica Simpson all the way. I mean, especially last night with the straight hair.
Yeah, but I guess all I can picture in my head is her Weight Watchers commercials. So
no, you got to remember back when. When she was with Nick Lachey, she was so beautiful.
Yeah. So, they go. And, of course, Shep decides that he needs to bring the two girls that are in the Madison sex video as his date.
It's so only fair. They've been showing the video 3 times an episode since the day one. So
I agree. I did appreciate it. So he brought one, and then he got his little pawn, Craig, to also bring one. And Craig, I loved at the end, Craig was like, I didn't realize this was going to be like some kind of ambush. Did you hear that?
Say that again.
He said, I didn't realize this was going to be some kind of ambush.
Yeah. What did he think? And those girls, I'm sorry, they look like prostitutes.
I think they look 45. They're the same age as Shep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And Shep tells Madison, yeah, we hang out. We hang out all the time. She said, during the day?
Yeah.
I like her guts. Because in reality, think about this. It's your boyfriend's friend who's giving you so much crap. Would you be the one to go and take him aside and say, let me tell you something, mister? I mean,
no, but I also think she has a lot of guts in reality TV world, because I think, you know, of course, Shep and Cameron and, you know, Whitney, like those core people are the show. So the fact that she has enough guts to stand up to him on a show, yeah, wise, could easily be a Vanderpump knockoff. She's gone, be gone with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although it did add a lot of interesting topic to this season, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she could have gotten the Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Shep was on Heather McDonald's podcast and she was questioning him about it. And he said, no, it's all real. We really don't like each other. And I really have nothing to say. So it's kind of like, that wasn't acting.
No, I don't think so.
That was all real. And Shep is just being a big ass baby because she refused to go out with him. And then she's dating Austin.
We never heard that part.
Well, we heard it last night.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We never heard that until last night.
Yeah, but it's so obvious. I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to think he just doesn't like her.
Well, but even if he doesn't want to be with her, he doesn't – That's what Chelsea was saying. He doesn't want him to be with someone.
Right.
He wants everyone to be lonely together.
Yeah. He wants Austin to be with him every night in the bars and to be his, like, you know, follower.
His other pawn.
Yeah.
Craig is one pawn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that was, and the way Shep went about it, like, I didn't think that was acting. I think that was all real, and Cameron's behavior was disgusting, except she kind of told Shep, hey, that's not cool.
Yeah, I did
think I did appreciate that on the patio.
Yeah, but I don't think she was forceful enough, and because I don't think she really likes Madison, she's a bro. Either. Because Madison's prettier than her. I think she is.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It was a great episode. And it was a great season. So be looking forward to it's definitely coming back.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. You keep choking on the podcast.
I know, I can't help it.
All right. Moving on to Southern Charm New Orleans. What?
What size shoe is Catherine?
Are you choking or is the app messing up?
I think it's the app. Okay.
It's definitely you choking.
Okay, I have one question. When Catherine went shopping with Patricia and they were trying on shoes, what size shoe do you think that Catherine put on that big foot?
10.
Did you hear her ask for a 10?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering because they looked really big, but she's a big girl.
Yeah. Well, she used to be a tall, skinny girl.
Yeah. Like model.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah. And it's like
she got a lot of, she got the munchies.
She gained weird. Yeah. So let's move on to Nola.
Oh, that one was so good. Yeah. So we had the wedding.
Wait, we missed one important thing from...
Sheila.
Yes. Have you met Mr. Kale?
Yeah. Well, I kept wondering before it came to the end. I was like, why does she keep doing this?
Yeah. Have you met Mr. Kale?
Yeah, I was like, it's so weird.
Okay, we can
go to New Orleans. The wedding.
Yes. Love that the wedding.
I must say, one of the most beautiful TV weddings I've seen in a long time.
It was so well done. The venue, and the flowers.
I, mark my words, podcasters, I will wear that dress when I get married.
Whoa. Long sleeves. You're going to have to get married in the winter.
Well, I was thinking maybe
beautiful sleeveless. Yeah.
No, definitely not sleeveless, but. Not A-line. I don't like A-line, but she's pregnant. So,
yeah, she had to leave room.
Yeah, a different kind of skirt. Like, maybe more fitted down to the, like, not mermaid, but trumpet.
I just love the applique over the peach color.
Yeah.
Yeah, tulle and...
Yep.
It was most beautiful.
Beautiful dress. So... Of course, Tamika ended up being a bridesmaid after all that buildup of her saying she wasn't going to be one.
And she still sat in, I don't understand how they had it edited that she was sitting with Jeremy and not with the other girls in Barry. Barry. Why do I call him Jeremy? Jeremy's the other one.
No, Justin.
So who's Jeremy?
No one. Well, Jeremy. I think it's because of probably the editing. It's easier to shoot them like that.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. But it was beautiful. Reese, I'm kind of liking him. He's just, I would never marry him or date him, but he's kind of entertaining to watch.
Yeah, kind of like Seth Rogen or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But they had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
In July. And she looks exactly like him. And they named her Reese.
How weird.
So the baby girl's named after the daddy. Yes. That's interesting. I almost named you Josephine. That would have.
Oh, my God. My life would have been over. Although I could have sang. Hello, Josephine.
How do you do? Maybe we would have called you Josie. You'd have been Josie.
I'm not Josie Grossie anymore. Hey, she ends up with that hot guy, so.
That's right. See, well, what else went on? Oh, Jeff, the ex, is moving back to Oregon or wherever he's coming from. So I don't think he's going to be on the show next year, next time.
I thought he was going to be on in a van.
No, he took off on his motorcycle. He sold everything, and he's from Oregon. I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing my shows. Like, that's where Dean was, in a van. I don't know.
Well, but, good riddance. I think that we should bring one of John's friends on.
Yeah.
We should do the two bros.
Which one?
Hello?
Which bros?
I said we should bring any of John's friends on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anybody. We don't know them.
Exactly. Anybody. Exactly. More John, less Jeff. I do like Squidward and Justin. Yes. And their drama.
I like Tamika.
And I like Tamika, and I like Barry, and I like Reagan. I like Reagan. And I just don't have my friends, but you know.
Yeah.
So,
I can hear that Anchor is messing up, so sorry, listeners.
I don't know what, and I'm not moving the phone at all.
It's whenever we talk at the same time.
Oh, well, how are we going to do that?
You just need to stop talking when I'm talking.
Or you stop talking when I'm talking.
Okay. So, yeah, the season finale on that. So it's over as well.
Yes. Short.
4-week season, I guess.
You know what I enjoyed? That Justin's dad was the justice of the peace that married them.
Yeah.
Thought that was nice.
Surprise, he's not marrying Squidward ever, so.
I would love to see her as a bride. What would they do with her?
Hopefully a veil that goes over the front.
It's not too mean. See-through.
Yeah. That's mean.
Poor girl. That's mean.
Hey, she's on TV.
That's good, right. For her. Yeah.
I'm over here doing a podcast.
On a broke-ass anchor.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Below Deck. Unless you have one more thing, I'm sure.
No, I don't, because I don't have any notes. When I have one more thing, it's because I'm reading through my notes and I find something good.
Okay, Below Deck.
So, Below Deck was good.
Everyone is a piece of trash, and Joao wants them to know.
Yes, and all he says is, I'm just telling my truth. It's like, well, keep your mouth shut if you can't say nothing nice, Joao.
Yeah.
I thought what he was saying about, what's her name, Aisha?
Yeah.
Was right on. She is a little trashy, and she acts stupid as
well.
All get out.
Here's the thing. If you're going to say, I don't care what people think, I don't care if you don't like me scratching my crotch, I don't care this.
Yeah.
And then he says, you're trash, and then you care. You do care. So maybe you should act right.
Oh, very good.
If he says you're trash, you should say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a glitch. That was me being patient, Aisha.
Oh, no! yeah.
But I do think that her and that curly-haired guy are a great match.
They are perfect. And he's so nice to her.
I know.
I think he's just a lazy ass, though. I mean, she's a hard worker, if nothing else. So that's going to clash. Somewhere down the line. But then his friend is a drunk.
That was disturbing.
And Hannah just told him off. It's like, good for you.
She said it's one thing to be drunk at the club at 2 a.m., but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
At the Ritz or wherever they were at. I mean,
yeah.
And it's, you know, she's like, you're embarrassing. Yep. You know, she just kept, I mean, it's like, man,
I was waiting. That was so bad.
I mean, they had to carry him to the restaurant. He couldn't even walk.
I know.
They should have left him in the room. That's what would have happened in real life.
Yeah, they would have.
They had to bring him in so he could pass out at the table.
Yeah, and then try and open the wine.
Yeah, and what's his name? Cooper? What's his name, the other one?
I think
Colin. Colin. That was really bothering him.
Well, he said it right. We're in the service industry. If somebody did that to us.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
And but he's usually such a little weenie. He doesn't say anything.
Well, he didn't say it out loud.
No, he kept telling him, dude, don't do that. Stop doing that. Yeah, he was pretty adamant.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that was a nice place, and they had their little day of rest.
Yeah, but Joao has a crush on Hannah now?
Well, she asked him, hey, when you said the other night that you would be jealous, what did that mean? And then he backed off.
Well, there's a fine line between love and hate.
Uh-huh. She said, were you being real or were you just being sarcastic? Or I don't know what she said. And he just said, nah, it was just sarcastic. And it's like, okay, well.
Well, I think you got scared. I probably would get scared.
Yeah.
<Hannah's> coming.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
And poor little Chefy.
Oh, they didn't like her food.
She can't make a hot meal. I mean, how can the food be hot when it leaves the kitchen and it's cold at the table?
I don't know. Well, it's because they have to do it like
one pot at a time.
Well, yeah, and they don't do it like at a restaurant. Like, they all order the same meal. So it's like chicken, 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 chicken. Yeah. You know, like at a cruise.
Yeah.
Or like a banquet.
But why shouldn't it stay hot, though? Like, she can't put 8 pieces of chicken in the grill or in a pan to stay hot?
I don't know. I guess that would make sense. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's going to get fun with the new charter because they are a bunch of party guys and they already got in trouble with the jet police.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
The water police on their jet skis.
Yeah. Captain Sandy is very concerned about safety.
Yes. And you cannot jet ski next to the boats or the shore. So they're going to be in big trouble.
Well, anything else?
OC?
Aw.
Well, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to. Really, these shows are getting to where it's just, they're all the same. What's her name? Tamara has a new house. So everybody wants to see her house. She's telling Eddie this because they went out on Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day and it's all this cheesy stuff. And she's like, oh, I love you. No, I love you more. Moo, 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 moo. No, I love you more. Anyway. So then she's telling him at Valentine's Day, everybody wants to see the house. So I think I'm just going to have a get together for all the girls. And he's like, really? Again? And she's like, yeah. Okay, well. Of course you will. So they had a party at the house and Kelly and Vicky hate each other. Or actually Kelly hates Vicky.
Yeah, I saw that. Because she told everyone she was on crack.
Yeah. And then her daughter, they were playing tennis. And she told her daughter that her new boyfriend, Dr. Plastic Surgeon, whatever his name is, wants to come out with a skincare line and wants to, you know, do it for, you know, teenagers who have breakouts and would like her to be the face of it or something. And she said, I don't want to do that. Everybody already thinks that you're on drugs and this and that. I don't want to, you know, like, I don't know what that has to do with being the face of a skincare product. But anyway, so she got even more mad at Vicky because it's affecting her child. I don't know. And Shannon Bedore's oldest daughter is going to prom or something. She is humongous. Shannon Bedore lost 40 pounds. Her 17-year-old gained it. And she is a huge girl. Like, she's 6 feet tall and like a linebacker gaining 40 pounds. And she has on a little bitty dress that you can almost see her behind. And I don't know. It was just
not a pretty, and then her little cute boyfriend comes in, and of course he looks like he's a little 17-year-old that doesn't even shave. It was just very awkward. And of course Shannon's trying to be funny, and she's like, I'm here to embarrass my kids. I told my kids I was going to be the embarrassing parent. And she starts saying all this stuff. It's just, I don't know. You're right. I mean, it's entertaining still, but
well, it's kind of funny because I feel like all these Bravo shows, so they start out, like, we just had season one or two of Dallas, and I hated it because it was season one or two, and then it starts to get really good, and then now we're in, like, season 10, 11, and, like, I hate it again.
Yeah, the Housewives, OC was the first one, so, and Vicky's still there.
Well, the problem is, it's too produced.
Yeah.
It needs to get stripped back down to when Gina's kids were, like, beating the crap out of each other in the backyard.
Right. And you showed people's life, their jobs, not just let's have a party and everybody's going
to
fight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They used to go to Vicky's insurance place all the time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cure is. They brought on this new chick, Bronwyn. Her and her husband are so cheesy. It was Valentine's Day, so they left all of their 7 kids at home for the first time, they said, to go on a little date. And her mom was there to babysit. No joke, her mom came down the stairs doing a cartwheel and looks like Betsy Johnson. Huh. And it's like, what the heck? And so she starts going on, well, my mom is a free flowing spirit.
Of course she is.
And yeah. And it's like, oh, please. And then they're cheesy. They're he reminds me of Slade. It's just another Slade that's on the show. I don't know. I'm going to keep watching it, but you're right. It's lacking. It's too much.
It's too much. And that's why we like Southern Charm.
Yeah.
So, Bravo, you need to take our notes or else we're going to be boycotting all these shows.
Well, but we need some Shaws because that one still hadn't jumped the shark to me. I like the Shaws.
Yeah. So, well, I have other things to talk about.
All right.
We watched the new Flip It Like Disick.
Oh, we did.
Which also borderlined a little too produced for my liking. A little too Kardashian season 23, whatever season they're on. I feel like it could have been a little more realistic, but I did appreciate it was high-end California real estate, which I like because I don't see that often.
Well, and we didn't have to see, like, oh, here's some rotting wood and here's the backed up plumbing. I'm over those Flip It shows. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't need to see all the guts. Just show me the beautiful house when you're done. And so that was accomplished in the Disick.
Well, and Disick's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like him. I've always liked him. So,
yeah.
That was entertaining.
Yeah. I heard, on Heather McDonald's podcast, she and Chris Frangiola were talking about it, and he said, yeah, I watched that. And she said, well, she said, you know, everybody's into the flipping. Disick's like, yeah, I bought a house and I knocked down a wall one time. I can flip a house. And he said, well, they bring in this other girl who's like some kind of stager or something. And he said, I figured it out. It's Willa Ford. They tried to make her a singer. They tried to make her a model. Now they're really working hard to make her a designer. I don't know who she's got, but they're not going to quit till they make this woman something.
That's funny. Because
she's been around. But anyway, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll watch it again.
Yeah. Well, also, I watched the real estate in New York show. What's that called? Million Dollar Listing.
I love that one. Luis is back.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. I don't like the older gay guy. What's his name? Frederick? Yes, I don't like him.
He's so weird.
He thinks too much of himself. He's like, oh, I have great arms, great legs.
Of course.
But
did you see? I mean, we can come back. Go on.
Okay. But I do. I love the cute one. I'm like in love with him. I think he's so cute. And yeah. I like Ryan. I watch Ryan's YouTube channel. So,
well, there you go.
So, and I enjoy, I love the New York real estate. It's New York, Manhattan is a world of its own. Nothing is like it. So,
no.
So interesting.
I find it interesting that they keep saying the market is bad. But I think it's for, you know, $20 million homes.
Well, it's bad for buyers. I mean, for, yeah, buyers.
No, it's bad for sellers. They can't sell their property. The market's down.
My rent just went up.
But that's New York. I'm talking about New York. That's why I'm saying I find it interesting. Because it's booming over here.
Yeah. Well, I like that show.
Yes, I like it.
I have other things to say.
What about DCC?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders started, our favorite show, because it is very not produced, I must say.
No, you can't. You can't make those girls up.
Yeah, so it's not really to the good parts of like reporting back because we don't really know anybody yet. They're still doing the audition process.
Yeah.
But it's very fascinating because first of all, I feel like we know Kelly and Judy by now also, but we know a lot of girls on the show. We know the area. Yeah, so it's getting good. We're just made it to training camp. No, we made it to finals.
No.
They're about to do their solos, so.
Yeah, we didn't do training camp yet.
Well, they were getting the letters to do the solos, so.
And then they'll say who goes to training camp, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, looking forward to that.
We didn't see Kitty Carter yet.
I was going to say, we'll see Kitty Carter this week for sure. Yeah. She's going to get in their faces and be like, show me sexy. Let's go. I did have, so this is not really things I'm obsessed with. This is more just like a hot topic segment.
Oh, good.
So, we are not watching Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm not sure why we boycotted that one.
It just was starting to fall on the wrong night, and I never would watch the recording.
Yeah, so I did get some juicy drama on Sunday, though. It was playing. I think it plays on Sunday. That's probably why. It was playing reruns or whatever, and so I did catch up, and the girl, Ashley, with the curly hair. Uh-huh. So her old man husband, who she's been trying to convince to have kids with for the past 5 seasons.
Yeah.
He got accused of sexually assaulting a cameraman, like a Bravo cameraman. And so it was a huge scandal and everybody's talking about it. And they showed the footage of it's the audio of the cameraman holding the camera, telling her husband, don't do that again. And the husband goes, okay. And then he says, yeah, man, don't do that again. He said it twice. And so I feel like maybe it was like a good old fashioned like ass slap, like football ass slap is what I can assume. Because they're outside like at like a party, like a patio party, like everyone's there. And he's like they show the group and they're like going to take a picture. And she's like, it's like behind the scenes, like they're not really like I don't know. They're like all kind of just standing there. And she's like, where's so-and-so? Ashley's asking where her husband is. And then they like switch to another camera. And then that camera's guy's the one that's saying, don't do that again. Don't do that again. So it's like, surely he didn't like grope him, his junk, right? I'm like,
well, why would they? I don't know. Why would he press charges if it was just a butt slap?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That seems like nothing. I mean, sure, it's offensive, but you're going to press charges?
maybe, I don't know. Do you think he grabbed his dick outside at a patio?
Maybe.
While he's holding a camera?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking it seems like that would warrant pressing charges. He just patted you on the butt, maybe.
Well, like, it's 2019, Mom. You're not in this I'm offended era, so
I guess
probably. I don't know. It's very interesting. So that's just a hot topic there. I might.
And so what happened? It's still pending, or
yeah.
What?
And of course, she's saying it's not true and that it's a lie and that it's blackmail and blah blah blah. And all the housewives are saying, well, it must be true. And so they're all fighting and talking at dinner and lunch with this person to talk to this person. You know, the whole housewives charade.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that hot topic. I have another hot topic.
Interesting. I love when the reality show leaks into reality, you know.
Yeah, love that.
Like Teresa and Joe, you know, with their
Thomas Ravenel.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Call 911.
My next hot topic is, so I've been doing some swiping on Bumble, you know how it goes. Well, I posted it on my Instagram because I thought it was funny. So beware of any swipers on me. Your conversation will get posted on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Lindsay Artrama. But Bumble will give you suggestions on like opening lines just because I guess it's funny. And so one of them, I'll send them because I think they're funny. And one of them said, it was like, answer truthfully, do you wake up on your first alarm? And the guy replied and said, who wakes up on their first alarm? No one. And I was like, well, this is definitely going to go nowhere because I only have one alarm. So I thought that was interesting.
Was he cute?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, but I'm not listening to your freaking alarm go off any amount of time.
And having to push you to get out of bed.
Absolutely. That's just foreshadowing that you're not going to take care of the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't hear it.
So that's another hot topic. My next hot topic, alert the freaking media. Everybody call your news. Call 911. I have music on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Thank you, me.
This is a big, big deal. Music has been on Instagram for at least a year. At least a year that you've been able to put on your story any song to make your story look super cool and fun and creative. And I did not have access to this because Instagram was prejudiced against me. And so, yes, thanks to you.
Or you pushed the wrong buttons.
Okay, but I follow so many people that have business accounts and I think they have music, but that's besides the point. Like,
yeah,
I follow Too Faced, the makeup brand.
Yeah,
I'm sure their account is a business account.
Well, I don't know then.
Yeah, so thanks to you who watches our favorite chef, stay-at-home mom lady
Instapot person. Yeah,
she had the same problem and it took us 7 days for it to get swapped over onto her Instagram, and it took a couple days for her, it took 7 days for me. But it's really great, you guys. If you're in the same situation, you got to take your account off of business. So just, yay. you can message me if you have any questions, because I know everything now.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it really
changed your life.
It really did
just change your life this week, Lindsay.
I can post stories every day of my workouts with music on it.
Why couldn't you post it without music?
So that, why would you watch that?
So you watch it because of the music?
Well, that's like saying, like, you can watch a music video without the music.
Okay.
I don't know why you would watch that. It would literally be like, like, ugh. Yeah, I would never post that, and I would never watch that. Anyway,
well, I've been enjoying them.
Thanks.
Well, one more hot topic. We are back to school.
Yay!
Back
I don't
to
have
reality.
Any, I don't have any school kids.
Me either. And I never have to go back to school again.
Man, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Those of you who know, I taught school for 2 years and that was it. That's all I needed.
You'd rather work it inside and in and out.
Starbucks.
Starbucks. Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for you.
So that's it. I took, oh, and I, oh, my last hot topic, I took the Enneagram test and it says.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I took a free one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's accurate because it's free, but it says that I'm a type 3. I don't know if you know what that means, but you can read all of the type, all of the things. Basically, I've read all of them and I could be all of them, but I guess I am type 3. It was like you adapt well to situations, you can make decisions quickly, you are driven by success, and like your happiness comes from like success in the workplace, success in things like that. And I was like, that's true. I was like, I can make a decision. That's for dang sure.
Yeah. You say no.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not hard for me.
So. Oh, well, good. Well, I'll need to take the test. Send it to me.
Okay, I'll send you the free one. It was 12 pages. I was like,
I'm not doing that. I know who I am.
You could honestly just read the answers and then pick the answer.
What? Say it.
You can read the answers and just pick which one sounds like you.
Oh, okay.
Because I read my other friends, who shall not be named. Yeah. And I was like, yep, that is definitely you. So.
Oh. Well, good. Is it something you were surprised about? I mean.
My answers?
No, the results.
No. And like I said, I think I could have been a little bit of all of them. You know, like. Some of them are like, you find peace at home. But the one that I got assigned is I'm an extrovert. But I do still find peace at home because I'm not just one, you know. I'm multifaceted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody is. I guess it's the one you pick most first. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would consider myself an extrovert. But I also can, like, I love when I come home by myself.
Yeah, you don't want a roommate.
Yeah, no.
So, see, that would be a different category because daddy would never want to live by himself.
Yeah.
He has the TV on in every room.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not alone.
Yep, him and all the Fox people are with him all the time.
Yeah. Room to room. Got his friends. Fox and friends. Joe and friends.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys are interested, there are free ones out there. You don't have to pay $12, so.
Oh, good deal. I might take time if I get time.
Yeah, so busy.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for the podcast.
Very good. Until next week.
Until next week, it'll go by in a flash.
In a flash.
Zipping away.
It's zipping, zipping, zipping.
Well, thanks for listening. Share, subscribe, follow me on Instagram. What's my name? Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
I almost said your name.
We are interchangeable.
Yeah. Well,
we're the same. I'm sure my numbers are 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Later. Bye.